Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Today we're going to take a look at the astrology of August and break down all the transits one at a time. So here's the real-time clock on the screen. And we're going to start at the beginning of the month and work our way through. And tomorrow I will be doing sun and rising sign horoscopes as well. So let's begin by looking at Mercury. And the very first of the month, Mercury is going to be Kazemi. This is a good, this is a very empowering moment for Mercury, generally speaking. When Mercury is Kazemi, it's as though Mercury is seated on the throne and given the seal or power of the king. And so, especially because the sun is very well dignified in Leo, I would look at this as a potential for empowered thought, empowered speech, getting a favor, or you could think of anyone who's in power or authority granting you some kind of special privilege. If you needed someone to give you the approval for something, say, yeah, yes, you can build here or something like that. Really like this transit as the seal of approval, or someone with more authority granting you some kind of special privilege or something like that. It could be a moment where, you know, we get a little high on our own, you know, our ego gets a little high in itself. Maybe there's some sense of taking credit for something that's not our own. You have to be a little bit careful of those things, but Mercury Kazemi at the beginning of the month, really nice transit. Now, as the month unfolds, one of the things that's going to be happening almost immediately is the sun is going to oppose Saturn. Now, one of the reasons that this Mercury Kazemi ends up being so interesting is because when the sun is about to go through this very intense opposition with Saturn, you're also looking at the potential challenges to authority or to the ego or to our pride. When Saturn comes up, it brings limitations, it brings constraints, or it brings some kind of outside perspective that may check the ego somehow. I also like this as a moment of creative contraction, as a moment where there's a deep feeling of, evaluating, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my creative energy? What kind of pushback or feedback am I getting for the universe, from the universe that's causing me to grow or reflect upon my actions? So it's a moment of like feeling tested or challenged, a moment of creative contraction, also certain kinds of, prohibitions or blocks that come up and tell us, no, you can't do this, or how does our ego respond to that? Those are all good questions for the sun opposite Saturn, which comes through on the second of the month. Now, as we go forward to the, which we're going to go forward a little bit more to the sixth of the month. And on the sixth of the month, one of the things that's going to, the next thing that's going to happen for the sun is it will then square Uranus. So that square to Uranus, after we've met the challenge of Saturn, then we have the breakthrough, the epiphany, the realization, the feeling of liberation, or the feeling of breakthrough that comes with the sun hitting Uranus, a moment of individuation. So we're being tested, and then there's a spurt or a breakthrough, like a growth spurt and a kind of breakthrough that follows it. So watch for those two to come back to back. We'll be doing several videos on those as they unfold in the beginning of August. So sun opposite Saturn, and then sun square Uranus between the second and the sixth of the month. If we go forward from there, we're going to go to the sixth of the month. The eighth of the month. And then we get a new moon in Leo. And one of the things that I like about this new moon is that it's riding the wave of that square to Uranus. You can see the new moon is happening right in a tight square with Uranus after having gone through the opposition to Saturn. So I like this next month as a month it's not going to come right away, because these are fixed signs, which means they're slower to develop, generally speaking. They're more steady in how they express themselves, but a deep, long-lasting breakthroughs start to happen gradually for you this month. From the new moon in Leo square Uranus onward, you could take this into, early September. You're going to be kind of riding a tide of accelerated growth. I like this coming on the heels of some of the feelings of limitation, constraint, contraction that we've gone through earlier in August and late July with the opposing the opposition, excuse me, from the sun to Saturn. So I feel like that this might be the transit of the month in a way, because it's really just telling us, look, August is about breakthroughs. And the what kinds of breakthroughs? Well, the sun and the moon in a new moon in the sign of Leo usually are going to point to, you know, your sense of dignity, pride, purpose, what makes you special, where should you be focusing your actions in order to actualize something that's completely unique to you. And also questions about pride and ego. Those are all being addressed this month, but they're getting that kind of Uranian lightning strike, the electrical charge of Uranus saying grow, evolve, change, break through, individuate. So I think this moon cycle itself looks pretty nice. Now, when we go forward a little bit more to the ninth, Venus is going through some harder times. Some harder times because Venus is in her fall right now in Virgo, and also is going to go through an opposition to Neptune. Okay, for example, about 4 or 5 years ago, I lost my retainers. I had braces when I was a kid. I lost my retainers. And I knew, I was like, you know, I know, like, I need to go into an orthodontist and get a new retainers. My teeth are shifting again. And, you know, I didn't. So finally I go in and I think I'm going to get just a new retainer. And I end up having to have some braces again for about 6 months. And that's kind of like paying the piper for, so if my speech sounds a little different, it's because I have these kind of like invisible braces on for 6 months. So I just got those, right? And that's as Venus entered her fall in Virgo that I went in and they were like, you know, you need these things. It's pretty easy. We can do it for you. You can see how your teeth have shifted. You know, so it's in the meantime. And it's interesting because at the exact same time, we started having some yard work done, helping start the process of building my wife's herbal garden. We had a large community herbal medicine garden at our last house. So we're starting to build that, and our yard is like totally torn up. So Venus and Virgo can bring about this kind of deconstructive element for things. And like, for example, your smile or your face or your yard and its appearance, or it can redo something, but it can sort of tear it apart as it's doing it. For example, if someone comes into your home and does an analysis of like what needs to be remodeled and how it can be made more beautiful, but you know, you've got to tear it apart in the process, like a remodel project, someone who's going to help you analyze the best solution to making your home look nicer, very Venus and Virgo. So Venus, the reason I'm saying this is because Venus in Virgo this month in August is going to go through this complete transformation as well. Venus is going to oppose Neptune. One of the main things that tends to happen when Venus opposes Neptune, especially in the, you know, since Neptune has been in Pisces, every time Venus does so, it's in Virgo, right? So whenever it does that, you're often going through a process of developing or cultivating a new vision or a new ideal, but it's one that's going to cause you to have to break things down and almost start over again. Or there, it's like, here's the dream, here's the vision of love, bliss, happiness, romance. In a relationship, for example, Venus in Virgo opposes Neptune, and you become completely aware with your partner of what the main issue is that's been, you know, giving you problems. Okay, it's great to be aware of the issue, but now there's this overwhelming feeling like, oh my God, we have a lot of work to do to, you know, make the relationship better or change a habit or pattern. Similarly, you could be looking at, if you're an artist, you could be, you know, in the midst of a project and you could get the vision for where you want to go, but all of a sudden you realize I've got to overhaul the whole draft, the whole manuscript. So Venus is going through a critical revision, a breakdown to build back up. The vision might be received around August 9th when Venus opposes Neptune, but it could also be, could create some chaos along the way. Now, on the other hand, if you've been working with a vision and it's just, it's not working. It's not going to work. It can't, it's for some reason, it can't work. This could be a moment of disillusionment. Oh, my vision isn't possible. Oh, my vision can't happen. Oh, the thing that I thought would bring me joy isn't bringing me joy. Okay, so for example, this is really funny. Around this time in August, I'm getting one of my, an old tattoo removed. And the really funny thing is the place that I scheduled it at, you know, a place that's, I know some people who recommend it and it's, you know, comes highly recommended or whatever, but I was like, you got to be kidding me. The place is called Fallen Ink, Fallen Ink. So removing something that didn't work out, you didn't like, or that's no longer, you know, it's no longer attractive or something like that. And this kind of disillusionment or dissolving of something that you found beautiful in the past, but that, you've got to clean, or, you know, it'd be like, if your kids drew with markers on your wall and you had to get some kind of special cleaner, sort of Venus Neptune. Okay. On the other hand, Venus Neptune can be very romantic and inspiring. Like I said, it can provide with some new vision, but usually with Venus in Virgo, there's going to be a list of things that have to happen that might not be easy, or that might sort of, you know, it's like, it's a buzzkill that it's going to take work to get where you want to go, basically. So at any rate, I mean, it's so funny. I feel that way about my face and my mouth right now, because I feel like I'm going back to seventh grade. Like the last time that I had braces, and I just keep telling myself, okay, it's only 6 months, but it definitely feels that way. And the funny thing is with Venus in Virgo is usually there's a whole history of how you got to that place. How did it get this way? You know, and like what was neglected, or what unconsciousness led to the place where you at? For example, for me, it was that I lost my retainers and knew very well years ago that I should have gone in to, get them back. So there's always a backstory with this, with planets and their fall that led to it. And also, trying to understand, learn the lesson. How did it get to this place? How do I repair things? How do I move forward? Good things for Venus right now this month. All right, so we're going to go forward a day. I think that's one of the bigger transits of the month, so I wanted to spend a little bit more time with it. Mercury will be opposite Jupiter on the 10th. This could be a moment of sort of, you'd be a little bit careful of like the bombastic speech, or like inflated mental, or it can be kind of aggrandizing for mental stuff or for communication. So be a little bit careful of like proud speech or proud proclamations or something like that. But it can also be just a really good transit for, again, almost like I said earlier with the Kazemi at the start of the month, this feeling of being empowered, or, you know, kind of feeling bold and strong, saying things that come from the heart. Also, the difference between, you know, what your ego wants to say or think, or what's on your mind that's important to you and your own personal sense of pride. Jupiter in Aquarius may be making you aware of some bigger picture. So the need to synthesize personal ego and pride with a larger set of values, kind of Jupiter in Aquarius. Watch for some of those tensions to come through around August 10th. Now, I could see people purchasing, like having to purchase things like technology, computers. Mercury opposite Jupiter will often result in, big victories or big announcements or big moves in the sporting world, because Mercury is a god that's associated with sports. And so Mercury opposite Jupiter can be scandals in sports, big deals in sports, record breaking in sports. So watch for that right around the 10th. All right, to go a little bit further, Venus will pick up dignity on the 16th, moving into Libra. So at that point, you're going to see significantly improved conditions for Venus in its own sign as the evening star, really feeling good around mid-August for Venus, feeling like there's a big corner that has been turned for the Venusian stuff, maybe harder lessons earlier in the month with Venus stuff, or challenges or changes that Venus is dealing with that aren't necessarily easy. Then Venus goes into Libra, things start to harmonize, things start to feel a little bit better for Venus again. If we go forward to the 18th, you're going to see at this point one of my favorite conjunctions of the whole year, which is a Mercury-Mars conjunction in Virgo with Mercury in its own domicile and exalted. really nice place for Mercury and Mars in terms of analysis, problem solving, you know, anything where there's just I would almost call it like if I was, you know, in a science classroom, this would be the moment where I understand something that's really complicated, a sophisticated algorithm in a math class or something like that, or research, science, analytics, technical things, mental and intellectual breakthroughs can be a little sharp and critical, this energy. But in terms of like problem solving, I should say, and in terms of being able to articulate things, learn and develop new skills, mental and intellectual breakthroughs. I love this transit. I feel like it's one of the more constructive transits of the year. It's a get things done transit. I'm understanding something. I'm forming an action plan. So just a really productive, earthy, practical, solution-oriented transit that I think, again, one of my favorite conjunctions of the whole year when I was writing out my astrology of 2021. So that's the Mercury-Mars conjunction in Virgo. Then on the 19th, you're going to have the Sun opposite Jupiter. That can be quite a heroic transit, but can also bring up issues again about personal pride and ego versus larger concerns, communities, larger visions, who or what is being marginalized at the cost of our own ego. On the other hand, Sun Jupiter can be about authority. It can be about fame. It can be about success. It can be about breakthroughs, accomplishments, acknowledging something that we've earned or done. Sometimes it's also going to be about challenges around fathers or authority figures and the virtuous versus, you know, potentially, you know, maybe virtuous use of power and authority versus, you know, corruption of power and authority. So we'll look at those potential issues around the 19th. Now on the 22nd, we have a full moon that will also be coming through conjoined with Jupiter. So if I back this up just a little bit. So here's the full moon, and you can see this full moon hits Jupiter right as it is opposing the Sun. So I like this as a kind of an emphasis on Aquarian dynamics. Here's one thing that I am a little bit concerned about with Jupiter retrograding back into Aquarius, with the Sun, you know, opposing Saturn, and at the beginning of the month, and kind of that opposition, a couple of oppositions with Jupiter. I also wonder about, you know, what's going to happen in the collective with COVID right now? What kinds of challenges may come up with COVID, and essentially, you know, how those challenges may act as tests to the personal will or ego. For example, let's say mask mandates come back. Whether you're a fan of all of this or not is not the point. I'm not arguing for anything in particular here, but I could see this full moon with Jupiter retrograding back into Aquarius being indicative of, you know, some kind of collective agenda. It's Jupiter and Saturn sign, collective laws, mandates, rules, regulations, things like that. But they're also, opposing the Sun in Leo, which has to do with, well, the rights of the individual. So the rights, or the, let's say, the freedoms of the individual versus the needs or mandates of the collective. I could see that being a big deal around late August as the full moon comes through. We'll be talking about that later in the month as well. So anyway, not trying to get political here, just calling it like I see it. So, and then finally, Mercury will be opposite Neptune on the 24th of August. So again, we're just previewing these. We'll be breaking these down as the month goes on. Lots of good content to create for you guys in August. Mercury opposite Neptune. I like Mercury opposite Neptune transits because they often, if there's something that you're trying to work through, there's this otherworldly solution that comes about from Neptune, whereas Mercury tends to be a little bit more rational, technical, mental. Neptune will provide some kind of otherworldly insight or way of approaching something. On the other hand, the irrational, the supernatural, the mystical versus the rational, earthy, and practical. You might see those kinds of energies in more of a tense dialogue with one another in late August. For example, you know, the questions about whether or not fear, this is going back to what's happening potentially in the collective by late August. Oh, are you just going to live in fear? Are you going to have some degree of faith, or are you going to trust science? Or, you know, and I'm not necessarily saying the two are opposed to one another, but those kinds of dialogues about, for example, you know, this is just what I've heard from clients, what I see on social media. I'm not getting vaccinated. I trust my health. Oh, you're not getting vaccinated. You don't trust science. Oh, you're, you know, like these kinds of back and forths right now could be, between where you place your faith, what's reasonable and what's not, what's rational, what's irrational, what, you know, where does intuition play a role? What is alternative or, you know, a more natural approach to mind, body, health, or healing versus something scientific, or what's the potential synthesis between these two areas? You're going to see the potential for real conflict around those things, you know, essentially right as we are, you know, coming towards the end of August, right as Mercury goes through the opposition with Neptune. So that's like August 24th. That'll be, by the way, right after the full moon, which, let me just back this up just a bit. You can see this. You're going to see that full moon at late Leo. And you can see right after the full moon comes through late Aquarius, and opposes the sun at late Leo, then it moves into Pisces and goes right into that opposition. You know, the moon goes right along into the opposition with Mercury and Neptune. So I think that full moon has the potential to bring up conversations about, you know, reason and science versus faith, something holistic versus something, you know, what is it called? Allopathic medicine versus something non-traditional. I just think you're going to see the tension between all of those kinds of things coming up in late August, quite a bit. Okay. Anyway, so those are that's my two cents for the month. Spoken like a seventh grader with braces on my teeth again. So anyway, I hope you guys have a really good month of August, and look forward to breaking down horoscopes for you guys tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. And then we'll be diving into these transits right away next week. I also hope that you guys took a moment to watch the video I made yesterday on the three misconceptions about Aries. I'll be doing those three misconceptions for all 12 signs, basically. So that'll be really fun as well. All right. Hope you're doing well. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.